T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Philadelphia Eagles have traded the 32nd pick to the Baltimore Ravens. With the 32nd pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
Wow. Quarterback, Louisville.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Yes, I think people forget that the Ravens acquired the pick to draft Lamar Jackson from the Eagles.
Yep.
And it's worked out for both teams, I would say, Ike.
Yeah.
Eagles
yeah.
traded back. They got an additional second-round draft pick. They traded Dallas. They got drafted Dallas Goedert.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens got the MVP last year in the NFL.
So it's an even swap?
Yeah, we will. So they got – plus they got – what else did they get?
Miles Sanders.
Yeah.
With one of the picks, right?
Yeah, Miles Sanders with the second they acquired from the Ravens, and then Avante Maddox with the fourth they acquired.
Okay. So we got Avante, Dallas, and Miles Sanders for Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, Lamar Jackson obviously has turned out to be a better quarterback than I thought he was going to be. But at the same time, there is a high risk factor in his style of play. So how long he can play at that high level, playing the way that he does, I think we're starting to see some of the effects of that this year.
Well, I always believe that even though the NFL is much different now with the offenses and things like that, like an offensive coordinator and Coach Harbaugh talked about it with us, like you don't just say, okay, this is the way you have to play. They look at a Lamar Jackson and they say, all right, we can play like this with him. Mm-hmm. But at some point, he's going to have to be able to throw the ball well enough from within the pocket.
Yeah.
And it already may be now to where he's going to have to do that. He's not going to be able to live his career doing what he did last year.
No, because you won't last long.
No, he won't.
You won't last long doing that. He's not – and he doesn't do it in the way that Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray does it, where you rarely see them get hit. He'll take a shot sometimes.
Oh, yeah, he takes shots for sure. Yeah, yeah, like and those guys are good at getting down. I think that the fact that they're 5'10 helps them a little bit too, and they're smart about it.
Yep.
Jackson's 6'2, right, much bigger target. Yep.
And he's running so fast, I don't know if he can control it. When you're going that fast – I should say that about Mike. I'm like, Mike's going so fast, he can't slide. Like, he's going too fast.
Yeah, Russell Wilson and Murray are quick. They're fast, but it's not the same because they're smaller. It's not the same.
Yeah.
I
agree.
I mean, listen, he's going to be a handful on Sunday for sure.
Yeah.
And your defensive game plan is to make him throw the ball.
Yeah, I would try to make him throw the football. You can't let him beat you doing what he likes to do, which is running, and not just him running, but using those running backs as they run the read option and all the other different types of runs that they have. Baltimore is a team that wants to play with the lead. They want to pound you, and then they want to force you to throw the ball. So now their defense can just blitz you.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just want to be able to get after the quarterback while you're playing from behind. If you can get up early on Baltimore, you got a good chance. You know what? I know they rarely do this, but if the Eagles were to win the coin toss, I might take the ball.
Mm.
Just so I can go see if I can go up 7-0.
Set a tone.
Yeah.
Get a score.
Because if you get a ball to them And that defense isn't ready to go. And next thing you know, it's 7-0.
Well, if it's 7-0 with 12 minutes left to go in the first quarter,
right,
the game's pretty much.
Right. You're already an uphill battle. You know, yeah, what I mean? So
it's already a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Brandon Graham Show's coming up on Monday at 6 o'clock with me, with Howard, with Brandon Graham. And we won't be at Chickie's this year, so we're going to bring Chickie's to you. On your way home, grab some crab fries and wings from Chickie's, a six-pack of Miller Lite, and listen to the show. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite and Chickie's and Pete's, indoors and outdoors, socially distanced for the best in-game experience. Let's go to the phones. We have let's go to T in Collegeville. T.
Hey, what's going on? I'm an old head, man.
T-Bone.
How y'all doing, man? Appreciate you taking my call.
Did you see Delicious?
What up, T?
Delicious is not playing on Sundays. On the
I thought
list.
Delicious wasn't playing, man. That makes perfect sense now, man. He heard that we caught on to him, man. And, you know, it's crazy. On Ike's 58th birthday, man, we had to figure that information out.
Now, I'm up to 58 now.
Well, I figured it was a Jersey birthday, right? It's a special birthday, right? You need to get some Skyline chili. You apparently need
what
a,
you know about Skyline chili, T?
Don't ask me, baby. Come on, man. I'm about that food, man. That's when Mark found out how real I was. We started talking about food.
Mm-hmm. Darn right.
Yeah. What you need? Skyline? You like Skyline that much? I don't even think that's that great. I think it's like a nostalgic thing. What you think?
No, I'm a Skyline guy. Yeah, you're right. It probably is because I'm from there. Yeah, it probably doesn't taste as good as people like to say it does.
Yeah. So what you need, man? I get you some on your birthday, man. I can't get you Skyline. I can get you some grape drink or something.
No,
you know what I mean? What you need, man?
I'm good, brother. You wishing me happy birthday is all I need. I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Well, let me end on this then. You know what, man? You 2 weeks ago said you needed a 10-play package for Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
I'm looking at.
I need
injuries,
to see the package.
Man. And I think we need to up that. I think just looking at the lineup, we need the best players on the field. I think I need to see Jalen Hurts and as a wide receiver and a running back, man. Like,
exactly.
He's an athlete this week, man. This, you can't do this no more. And I just heard Elliot Shoreparks or whatever his name is, you know, poo-poo brains. He said that Davion Taylor wasn't going to play. You know, and then Will Parks, he don't back up nobody. So, you know, he starts this week, and, you know, that's going to take us over the top, apparently. But I don't see it that way, man. I mean, unfortunately, I got to be the bearer of bad news, but I think we lose this game by 10, Ike, just straight up.
Woo! Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm kind of on an island with my feelings here about the game Sunday. And then the line is growing.
Yeah, the line moving doesn't make me feel good.
Yeah, exactly. Up to 9.5 now. Make sure I get that down. That line is up to 9.5, Jack.
We're going
to
take every point of that, too, if we
exactly,
take the Eagles
yes.
plus 9.5.
I will be taking that every last point there.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're thinking of getting engaged, visit Mark's Jewelers in their 25,000-square-foot showroom. Online, mark-jewelers.com. We're going to come back. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll get as many phone calls in as we can, but we have the Marks and Reese text line and our fearless picks. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Let's talk about a diamond engagement ring for a second. And if you've been thinking about getting engaged, but maybe COVID stopped you from that, now's a great time to get back into the game. With Mark's Jewelers, Jim from Mark's Jewelers is making it easy, 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 easy for you to give the girl of your dreams the diamond engagement ring of her dreams with 5 years of no-interest financing. That's right, 5 years no interest. Pay it off over the course of 5 years. So Mark's Jewelers is in Montgomeryville. It is very convenient to the Pennsylvania Turnpike, to 76. It's right on Route 309. So even if you're a little bit away, it makes sense to go to Mark's Jewelers because, first of all, it's an amazing jewelry store, 25,000-square-foot showroom. I'm a customer. Jim and his staff are the best. But also, you get a chance to pay off the engagement ring over 5 years, so you can really space those payments out and you can get the ring that she really wants. It's the safest and best place to get your lady the diamond ring of her dreams. And do this. Google Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. You will see over 1,000 five-star reviews. You can learn more at marks-jewelers.com. Come on. You can get with this, or you can get with that. Well, Black Sheep.
Yes.
I had the cassette tape.
Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, they were the good old days right there.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. All right, Jack, do our picks now or do them after the Marks and Reese text line? After the Marks and Reese text line. So let's get to our picks right now, brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Casino Delaware Park is open for everything, really. Live racing, gaming, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Give me the text line, Jack.
Text line.
Saw Howie Roseman at the supermarket. He was picking out dented cans and manager specials. Heard him muttering, "Doug better like these. What does he think? I'm made of money?" Scott from Delco.
Man, Scott is such a good texter. Something it's unbelievable. Else,
yes.
What's next?
1 year older, and you almost missed the first live read altogether. I jest because I love you two times. Enjoy your birthday and keep the Ike juice flowing this weekend. Tom from Abington.
You almost did?
That is true. I almost missed it.
I don't even think Tom pays attention to the show. He only wants to hear your live reads. He always pays attention to that.
He does.
What's next?
Congrats, hey, Jack. Is.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack. I've always wanted a Twitter poll to end up 100% on one side, but never saw it happen. Can we put up who is a better caller, Justin or Andy? Drew from Fairmount.
Oh.
Justin or Andy.
Well, it is late in the show. I wouldn't want to ruin it. That seems like content to me. Yes, if you missed it earlier today, I don't even remember Andy taking a shot at Justin originally. Did he? I mean, Justin sure remembers it.
He did.
Yeah. Of course he did.
So Savage,
because Andy gets mad if you hold on for more than 30 minutes and he thinks that other people have special treatment and get up faster.
Justin holds on long.
Justin does definitely hold on.
As well, and he never gets cranky about it.
No, because he's an adult.
Right. So Andy took a shot at Justin. Justin responded with an Andy impersonation, and then of course Andy had to call in very angry. Caller on caller crime, Mike. I like it.
Love it.
No show does it better.
What's next?
Next time you guys have to do Andy in Deptford versus Justin in Tennessee and not Angry Al. Luke in Marlton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they're both Eagles fans.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. But we got to come up with something.
But you really want to put poor Justin in the cage with.
Yeah, I don't think
Andy's
that would go
a savage,
well.
Dude. Right? Like, would you have me? When I hear Justin talk, I smile. I don't even know what he's saying. I'm just like, yeah, like you, Justin. And Andy, you know, Andy's a mean guy. He can be mean. It's a good idea, though. We do need to do some caller-on-caller battles. All right, what's next?
Elliot's the only media member in this town that gets it. Jim Schwartz on his way home from the NovaCare complex.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't one of Elliot's hottest takes. Like, actually, what he said on the air calling him elite was much further than what he said on Twitter. He just said he's a very good defensive coordinator. And, you know, people are still angry.
Yeah, he tried to set me off with that elite.
He did.
Nonsense.
He did. He baits people.
Yes.
What's next?
ESP thinks Schwartz is elite? I'm applying for his job. He's an idiot. Tell Wade from Chester the jackass on the team is the D coordinator. Kirk from Roslyn.
He actually had Wade on the line. I didn't get to him in time. He hung up.
What happened?
He remembered your play that John Harbaugh talked about, where you ran down and you headbutted the returner.
Of course he does.
Yeah. I don't remember it at all. I don't.
Of course Wade does.
Yep. All right, let's Ike, we have our picks.
Yes.
You were 2-2 last week. I think I was 1-3.
I'm scorching hot.
Yeah, what is your couple games over 500? I am 500.
Ike is 11-8-1.
That's right.
9-9-2.
Yes.
So, Ike, I'm going to give you courtesy if you'd like it to go first.
Hey, man.
Let's do it.
winners, chicken dinner. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Hold on. I'm sorry. I wasn't ready, John.
You want me to go?
Yes, I'm sorry.
All right, because I have three winners this week. I feel great.
I didn't have the actual.
You didn't have it in front of you.
Yeah, I didn't have it in
front
of you.
Yeah, I mean, we only do it every Friday at this time. So
so I'm picking the Eagles to lose the game, but the line is now 9.5 points. So I'm going to go the Ravens 24, the Eagles 20. Again, competitive game, but they just don't have enough at the end. So I'll take the Eagles plus 9.5 points. But the undefeated Tennessee Titans are 3.5 home point favorites over the Houston Texans. The Texans have one win. The Titans are undefeated. Just had a huge win against the Bills on Tuesday night. What's up with that? Well, the short line tells me the Titans likely come out sluggish after an emotional Tuesday night blowout win against the Bills on national TV. They come back down to earth. I'll take Texans plus 3.5. And so you have a GOAT against one of the GOATs. You have Aaron Rodgers in Tampa against Tom Brady. And Tom Brady is the GOAT, but he ain't the GOAT right now. And Aaron Rodgers is... Man, he's been unbelievable this year. Over 300 yards a game, 13 touchdowns, no interceptions. The Packers' offense averaging 38 points a game. I took a look at the over, which is 55.5, but I'm just going to stick with taking the pack. It's a pick 'em, so take the Green Bay Packers and a pick 'em over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And finally, the Rams at the 49ers. We talked about the 49ers earlier. Garoppolo got pulled at halftime. It was terrible. The Rams are 4-1. They're a 3-point road favorite. But take a closer look at Los Angeles' wins. They have four of them. Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, and Washington football team. They swept the NFC least. Hardly an accomplishment, Ike. Meanwhile, the Niners are 2-3. They're desperate for a win. Bad loss last week to the Dolphins. They turn it around this week. I'll take the Niners plus 3 over the L.A. Rams. They're mine.
I like it. And you did take the Eagles plus 9.
Took the Eagles plus 9.5, yep.
All right. So I'll start there with you. I am also taking the Eagles plus 9.5. And I see the Eagles winning this thing outright. 21-17 victory for the Eagles on Sunday. Love it. And then I got a couple games that I'm going head-to-head with you. I'm not going to even change them because this is where we separate our records even further. I am taking the Titans, but here's what I'm doing with the Titans. And where's Jack at? Pay attention here. Pay attention.
He's eating pie.
Pause. Titans. I'm going Titans minus 2.5. I'm buying down a point.
Whoa!
Yeah,
you can't buy points in our fake picks.
Why not?
Because you're not adding any more money to it. You have to add money to buy points.
I'm buying a point down.
It's your birthday. I'll
it's
let
his
it
birthday,
fly.
Yeah,
thank you. Titans minus 2.5, Jack.
You're trying to buy points in
our
picks.
Hold on. You got to add that point on another game. That's how you can even it out. Yeah,
Eagles plus 10.5. There you go.
Okay, there you go. Eagles plus 10.5. My goodness. I'm also buying another half point. Head-to-head with John here. Rams 49ers. I'm going to take the Rams minus 2.5. I don't like that 3 because I don't want another tie. John, you got ties all over the place.
I know.
On your record. I don't want another tie. So I want that at 2.5, Jack. Rams minus 2.5. Don't argue with me today. Especially as you've been insulting all week long. And then I'm going Carolina versus Nikki 6. I'm going to take Carolina minus 1.5 in this game.
Mm.
I'll take Carolina minus 1.5. I'm all about Teddy Bridgewater and Matt Rhule down in Carolina. And quite frankly, the Chicago Bears are not a 5-1 team. There's no way in hell the Bears should be 5-1 with a backup quarterback, no running back, one wide receiver, and one player on defense. They should not be 5-1.
They're not even a 4-2 team. I don't know how they. They're the worst 4-1 team I've ever seen.
How's everyone doing?
All right, they're the picks.
There you go.
And you have the Eagles winning outright. So what do you?
I do about? Have them winning outright, but I'll take those points just in case.
You know, I was thinking, as will I. I was thinking about this with Jack. He was wondering if you were a random Eagle. Is there any more of a random division whatever college baseball player than Jack Fritz?
Seems like an odd time to bring this up. Why?
Well, I mean, but you were just saying how you were being mean this week.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had the guy earlier that was like, oh, it's the Bloomsburg too, Jack. Shout out, right?
Yeah. Go Huskies.
You're a random Husky.
Go Huskies.
Well, now I'm not a random Husky.
Oh.
I would say I'm a
he's one of the top echelon. Yeah.
The radio career, you're right, saved you from being a random.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you say that?
Hold on. Tucker said that to me.
What?
Hey, well, thank God for your radio career.
Yeah, certainly. Well, you weren't random anyway, but that elevated your stature and your status.
These young punks in this station don't have a Tucker didn't even see me play.
Yeah, Tucker to the end.
How old is he, 18?
Tucker's a Panthers fan. He walks around here with Panthers hoodies on.
Yeah, and speaking of my Bloomsburg career, like Chris Carlin, formerly up here, tweets out my stats.
Yes.
I don't think Chris Carlin's ever picked up a baseball or run at all or worked out. So I don't want to hear him talk about talk about my baseball career.
Did you just call Chris Carlin fat? Not very. Look
Listen,
at you.
I've been running around the city every morning.
Yeah, Jack's been early morning running. Like,
my best thoughts.
Good for
all
you.
Seriousness, you too. Thank you, man. Thank you for today, John. Thank you for going out your way, man. You didn't have to do that. Thank your beautiful little girls for me and the wife.
I will.
I'm pretty sure they get it all from her and not you.
That's true. They get everything from her too.
All right, and thank you to everybody out there who has helped to make this a wonderful birthday. I don't ask for much. But you guys always go above and beyond. So thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes, happy 50th.
Enjoy. Good luck to Elijah tonight.
Yeah, everybody except you. Jack.
Yeah, you haven't made it any easier or nicer to him today, Jack. And, you know, good luck to Elijah
tonight. I just let him buy points on a fake segment.
Yes, I know. But I was with you, just like it's his birthday. Just let him buy down the points.
And we're going to have the people on Twitter on Sunday being like, you can't, like, the line's 3.5. You can't just say that.
I can't.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I should have never asked Costos about buying a point.
Exactly.
That's
where I got it from, right there. Exactly.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
All right, Ike. Jack, did you have the Eagles winning on Sunday? We never asked you.
They're going to get, I'll say, like 35-17.
So you're taking the points.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
-9.5. And if you're going down to the game on Sunday, just keep your mask on. We don't need some type of an outbreak.
Oh, man. That's the last thing we need.
You know the national media is just waiting to jump over
Eagles.
That's
the last thing we need.
Can't you see the file footage from like 1990 of the guy in slow motion that's like,
yelling.
Don't do it. Yeah, be good out there. Everybody, have a great weekend. Go Eagles. Ike, happy birthday. Enjoy dinner and extracurricular activities, whenever that may be. Enjoy it.
Could take place at any time, man.
Anytime.
Just don't know.
All right, everybody have a good weekend. Joe Giglio's coming up next.
Let the Bronco bust.
See ya. All right, let's talk about Dr. Glatt for a second. Dr. Paul Glatt talked about it yesterday, how I got the new haircut. Got the freshie, and it's looking good. And, you know, there was a time where, before I went to Dr. Glatt, where I was having to give my barber specific instructions on, oh, well, make sure in this area right here, you got to make sure that you keep it a little bit thicker because it's receding and everything like that. And, you know, I know a lot of guys go through this, right? That's why the sprays and the foams and the creams that you buy at the drugstore, they sell so many of them because it's hope, right? It's something that's going to stop the hair loss or like the promise or the thought that you're going to regrow your hair. We all know that really doesn't work, right? I mean, maybe it can stop a little bit with the hair loss, but ultimately you're going to lose your hair. And Dr. Glatt and his hair team, his hair restoration procedure, literally with a simple medical procedure, you can get your hair back, and it's your real growing hair. You will get a haircut like I do every 3 weeks. The hair that you once had that you lost is now back, and it's really not all that complicated. It's science in 2020. So if you want to see my before and after pictures, the website's drglatt.com, drglatt.com. Or you can call his office. You can speak to a member of his hair team. They can explain it more to you. 610-980-4000. 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.